All right, welcome to Couch Theology. I'm Franz.
And I'm Kelly.
And we are a married couple who sit on the couch and talk about theology and Jesus quite often. Wouldn't you say?
Yes.
And so we kind of set out on this idea finally to maybe record some of our many conversations we have, not only for ourselves, but for our friends or anyone else who might have similar questions, and we thought it would help just to edify some people, because we don't have any letters or anything after our name, but we just, like I said, we like to talk about Jesus and read our Bibles, and we feel that this would be a good thing for his kingdom. We actually had one of our mottos at our beginning of our marriage. We said to advance the kingdom, and that kind of fizzled away, and now we are just kind of grew to standing in our kitchen or sitting on the couch, mostly on the couch, and talking about theology. So here we have it, our first mini introduction podcast of Couch Theology. And I guess I just don't dominate this. I'll let you kind of introduce our family.
Yeah, so we will be married for 2 years this December. We have a year-old son, and we live currently in Georgia. You've been in the military for... Going on 8 years. We have 4 more years here in Georgia, and we're originally from Indiana. Northern Indiana. All of our family is up there, so
that's about it. And I would add that, just a brief, quick testimony, not to exhaust it, but I did not grow up in the church, and Jesus pulled me out of my sin in early 2013, and it took a number of years of failure to kind of cooperate in sanctification until, I'd say, end of 2016 is when I really started cooperating with the sanctification. And then I'll let you say a little bit about your background there.
I don't really recall years, but I grew up in the Catholic Church. And then somewhere down the line, I started going to a non-denominational church and got rebaptized there in Lake Michigan, and have been in the church ever since then. Non-denominational churches, Baptist churches, all that kind of stuff.
All right. And so clearly we, like I said, we don't have, I guess, as many years as most people would assume would equate to experience or knowledge or whatever we would say, but we are on fire for Jesus, and it's been, especially since we've been married, a really hot fire for Jesus. And so, like I said, all these conversations we have, they're not forced or made for the goal of doing anything else, except we just have these conversations, and I think it'd be benefiting to not only ourselves, but other people who hear these conversations, because it might just help answer a question or maybe encourage someone else who has similar questions, that other believers wrestle with these kind of questions, and that we feel led by the Lord to pursue these in accordance with His Word and to share these conversations and answers with just our friends and anyone else who we think would learn anything from our conversations. And so our plan with this, it's called Couch Theology. Like I said, most of us, we just sit on the couch and talk. And so we've kind of went back and forth with certain ideas. I've tried to start a blog at one point, but that didn't really take off. Or maybe we try to do other things, YouTube videos, or these ideas that just float around, but they didn't really stick to anything. But this is the one that we thought would be a pretty good idea that would stick, and it's fairly simple. We just sit here and talk like we always do, just record it. And so what we're thinking we're going to do is research certain doctrine or anything about the church or the Bible or philosophy or worldview or apologetics or whatever we talk about. It would come after a week of research and just talk about what we found and previous experience. And sometimes we'd maybe play some roles back and forth on doctrines that seem to oppose each other. For example, I think a well-known one with the election, whether a Arminian view or a Calvinistic view. And so one of us would take a Calvinistic approach, the other would take an Arminian view, and we'd go back and forth and just try and work through things objectively, and then maybe give where we land on it, where we personally believe we do, based off what we feel in Scripture and how Scripture interprets it. And again, it's not trying to be dogmatic, but we just giving information objectively, and then we'll give what we believe. But again, we always encourage anyone who would hear this to do your own research and to believe what you believe. And we're just here to really talk about it and maybe hopefully set a couple stones for you to walk on across the river and get to that your own belief. But I have a brief list here just of things we've talked about from election, like I said, spent a lot of time in there, and predestination, to church government, whether it's a Episcopalian or Presbyterian, and just kind of briefly touched on that, preaching, topical versus expositional preaching, and where we believe Scripture is clear on it, where we think maybe the Western church isn't quite upholding what Scripture says, and vice versa, church administration, the way outreach programs or just the daily operations or weekly operations of a church, whether it's old church from centuries past or contemporary, child rearing, how you raise a kid. And again, we have a 1-year-old son, so we're not experts there either, but just our thoughts and beliefs and what we think Scripture is clear on. Familial affairs, from marriage to sex to pregnancy. And we discuss things on complementarianism, such as home affairs. You know, does the wife stay home and why? And what's the benefits of a wife staying home to raise children, or if there's no children, just how that looks if the wife leaves and works, or vice versa. Does the man stay, the wife go, or both go? And it's talked about things like that. Human government, what's the involvement of God's creation, and God implements government for humans to work in. And so as Christians and believers, what should we do with government? In reference to, say, pursuing litigation with an unbeliever or another believer. And we've got into a little bit of cults here and there. Now, when I say cults, I mean any group of people who claim to be Christian, that is, claim to follow Jesus, but skew some very serious doctrines about Jesus, primarily and chiefly his deity and that he's God. And so I'll leave that for another time. Catholicism, we spoke about Catholicism before, biblical interpretation and strategies for appropriately interpreting the Bible. Not that we came up with these, but we will just let you know the sources that we find these things on, and we're not claiming to be experts, but we gather a lot of information, and we like to read, and we like to hear some of what we consider really sound biblical interpreters. And so we just pile these sources together and say what we feel they say. And then let's go into spiritual gifts, talked about that, a view if you think they still continue or if they've ceased after the apostolic age. Old Testament ethics and those really hard passages that believers and non-believers wrestle with. Christian life, and such as the virtues of the Christian life and sanctification, you know, and this, the fruits of the Spirit and what it looks like to be a believer and to grieve the Holy Spirit. We got into praying, why you pray, what's the purpose of praying, of God's sovereign, and you know, that leads back into election, and you start seeing these things start interweaving with each other. And so the list is pretty long. I don't want to kind of run the point here, but the point I do want to make is we have a lot of conversations that we think people would like to hear. Even if you don't want to hear it, hopefully that the Lord would lead someone to stumble across it that might just even clear some up, or like I said, encourage them that other believers may also wrestle or talk about these things, and it's okay to pursue what we believe is God's truth from His Word. And so that's really it. That's kind of a longer intro I was hoping for. I didn't hope I didn't really put too many of y'all to sleep, but I just kind of want to give a heads up on what we do and we feel the Lord is kind of leading us to try this out, we think. And our first one we're going to kick off whenever we get to it, because we don't want to set time hacks just yet. We kind of want to take our time with it, but we want to get into the discussion of dispensationalism versus covenant theology and what are the views. And again, we're going to come into it objectively and what we feel some very renowned Bible scholars say about it, and we're going to critique it, and one of us will take a side, and we'll just then give what we feel Scripture's clear on. But again, I'd encourage anyone who hears it to go and do your own research, or maybe read up on some of the authors or Bible scholars we mentioned, because it might help you just go somewhere else with it. So anyways, that's the intro, Couch Theology. And so we just pray that the Lord will have His hand over this, and this is His will, and that He would lead us, and that our words be His words, and that we would step out of the way and let Him speak His truth through us. And we're just excited and looking forward to this. So stay on the lookout when the first episode will come out. Now you have anything else you want to add? All right. Well, for all you out there, we love y'all, and keep on pushing towards the Lord. All right.